One. And we're back!
Hey!
I had a nice little cat nap there.
About
10 to 15 minutes of good
curled
quality
up,
sleep.
Hands in the praying position beside her. She was just adorable. You should have seen
it. I just snuggle up on the couch. We got the Dirty Jobs marathon rolling over here on my side. Hi, Boo Boo. Boo Boo, the kitty's
Mike's around. Mike's looking quite dirty on the TV.
Oh
right
yeah,
now.
He's at the Coke factory. He's at the not the Coke factory, but the Coke plant, Coke processing plant.
Yeah, the Coke.
Not Coca-Cola, but you know, Coke from.
There's a thing they call those, the Coke. Shit, I'll never think
Coke
of it.
Stokers. I don't know.
That's where Coke they, ovens. Where they, That's where what I was trying
Coke
to think
ovens,
of.
So where they're putting coal and iron and everything into turning it into Coke. This is a very dirty episode. Anyways, so this segment around, we're going to talk about, tell us again, Beth, this is one from Mr. M?
This is one from Mr. M. Came to me privately. I'll read it as he says it.
Okay.
If you could, well, actually it says if you could any, but I think he means invite.
Okay.
If you could invite any important historical figure to lunch, who would that be? What fast food place would you go to, and what would you order for each of you?
Yeah.
Okay, each of you. This person must not be someone in the 21st century.
So you can't take Alan Arkin.
I can't.
That's
take
why
Alan
he
Arkin.
Said
or
that.
Or Captain Ass. No, he says which leaves out Captain Asshole.
Oh
so.
Yeah, no Captain Asshole.
I know
who. Although I'm loath to take him to a fast food joint. But do you have a my who? My historical figure is John Adams.
Okay.
John Adams is my favorite revolutionary hero, and right now I'm very geeky into the Revolutionary War stuff. So.
Oh, don't become a reenactor, please.
No, no, don't worry, I'm not going to be one of those dorks, but John Adams would be my who. He'd be a very lively speaker as well.
Some of the fast food places around.
What?
He might be fascinated by fast food places.
He might be. I think more than likely... He would just be appalled at the state our nation is now in.
Maybe you could take him to Arby's because they have turkey, you know. You wouldn't want to feed him a hamburger, would you?
Like yeah. Who's your who? Let's do the who's first.
Oh, well, mine was quite easy. Mine is Jesus, of course.
Again with
if
Jesus.
You can only have one person at your dinner party, it's going to be Jesus. So if you're going to take somebody out, it would be Jesus.
Okay. Where would you take Jesus?
I'm taking him to the Dairy Queen.
Taking Jesus to the Dairy Queen, and what are you going to get him?
He's going to have a blizzard.
Oh, a blizzard.
Jesus
blizzard?
Needs to understand the heaven on earth that is a blizzard.
That's right. Well, you're going to have him eat the blizzard and then go, how close is this to the real thing?
What flavor? That's a good one.
Yeah, Heath Bar?
Heath Bar is wonderful, but might get stuck in his teeth. Reese Cup. Or Reese's, as you say. Cup.
Yeah, we say Reese's.
Around here, we say Reese.
Reese cup.
Reese cup. Mm-hmm. I think I'm giving him a Reese cup blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the what would you order for each of you part. I guess I'd have chicken strips and fries. And something
just eat,
boring.
You just eat your blizzard, Jesus. Jesus would be like, I'm hungry. Just eat your blizzard. Eat your blizzard.
There'll be a quiz.
I haven't eaten in 2,000 years. Well, I would take John Adams. Now, it would be nice to take him someplace where we could get, like, some clam chowder or something like that. But
ooh,
I don't know any fast food places
fast
where you
food,
could do
clam
that.
Chowder. Maybe a stand at the farmer's market or something.
I could take him to Ivers in Seattle. That'd be good. That's kind of fast food. It's a little stand. There's a little chain of them. It's a little fast food seafood place where you can get, like, fried clams in a bucket and stuff like that. That would be a great place to take John Adams, and I think you can get clam chowder there. And I should say, now,
oh, and then afterwards,
now how is this chowder compared to the chowder that you're used to?
Afterwards, you could take him to the part of the market where they throw fish and stuff. He would really
yeah,
enjoy
place.
That.
I bet he would like that. And he would see. He'll have never seen the West Coast. He'll be
That's
like,
right.
"Where are we? This is Washington." And he'll be very pissed off that there's all these states and cities named after Washington and Franklin. And
there is no Adams.
There's no Adams anything. Poor John. But I would give him, you know, there's a new John Adams dollar. New John Adams coin. Yeah, a little John Adams dollar coin. So I'd give him one of those, and I'd go, see, you finally made it.
You did something.
You're on a coin. And he'd say,
and I hate to tell you this, but not only do you not got nothing named after you, everybody confuses you with John Quincy Adams.
Yeah, your son did right well, though.
Rude.
Your son did right well for himself, John. Mm-hmm. Quincy did all right. Yeah, he'll be pissed that there's all this shit named after Jefferson and Franklin and Washington and nothing named after him. Poor John. He was...
The unsung hero of the Revolution.
He is the unsung hero of the Revolution. You know, next to Washington, I can't think of anybody who's more institutional in the revolution of this country. It was just John. It was a man with a plan. A plan, a canal.
And
Panama!
And not a canal.
No canal.
That came later. I'm sorry, John.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Speaking of presidents, we were on our way to see the Hackensaw Boys last week. Drink. Mm-hmm. And we passed a sign for the Woodrow Wilson Rehabilitational Center.
Uh-oh. Are they rehabbing Woodrow?
Apparently so. and they're helping to do it with other people, too. So, you know, I'm a fan of Woodrow Wilson. I remember in school he was one that I really loved to read about a lot. Because mm-hmm. He had a life before the presidency and after. But
right.
So I just turned to Mr. M and said, "Where do you?" It makes me laugh today. "Where do you stand on Woodrow Wilson?" Which he never would take the bait. He never would give me the joke answer. But I giggled the entire night, and every once in a while I would just turn around and say, "Where do you stand on Woodrow Wilson? Where do you stand on Woodrow Wilson?"
On his tummy.
Short. I don't know. You could stand anywhere.
You could, pretty much. All right. Well, that got us through another little
That was almost an anecdote.
You know, we're on. This is segment 12, so we're halfway there. Doesn't seem like it,
does it?
This is segment 12. Oh, no. 20. We're a quarter of the way through. I'm sorry.
That gets my vote so far for line of the night.
I'm only going until 6 p.m. tonight. Isn't that all right? Isn't that right? 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. I'm so sorry.
I love it.
Yeah.
You slay me, Stinny.
I did my math wrong. We're doing 48 episodes. We're not doing 24 episodes. We're a quarter of the way through, though. That's still not bad.
Yes, at the 12-hour marks.
Then we'll be halfway.
I'll nudge you so you can say it again.
Yeah, I might need another one of those little cat naps. All right, so we'll be back next segment. Mike had a classic. Mike and Lily both came up with some classic favorite SNL sketches.
First of all, Mike's now with us. He's
Hello,
he's
Mike.
Around. He'll be leaving soon, but he's here
awake
for now.
Now and stuff. Yeah, that's right. He'll be leaving in a few hours to go see Robbie. Mike mentioned the Sinatra Group. That's a great one. That's another classic Phil Hartman sketch. And Lily mentioned that Reagan one, which was brilliant.
See, I absolutely did not know that one. And when you started telling me what it was, I would love to see it. Cause
it's hilarious.
Funny.
I'm sure it's. I bet
funny.
It's on the Best of Phil Hartman DVD. But I don't know because I don't have it. But it's, you know, it's probably on.
I like Phil doing Clinton at the McDonald's. When he was jogging, he ended up eating everybody's food. I kind of like that one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Anything Phil did was okay.
Yeah, Phil was a good guy.
Oh, Phil.
He's a good bloke.
I still miss Phil. Of all the celebrity deaths in the world, his hit me the hardest, I have to say. Okay. Well, now I'm sad. All right, let's...
No, you must get happy again.
Sign it off here.
Get
we'll,
your troubles, come get on, this, get happy.
Exactly. Sign this off here. I got 4 minutes to get it posted. So
okay.
Let's sign it off. We'll be back at noon, my time. Noon.
Noon.
Bye, gang.